Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us in New York City on the boards. And wherever you might be, thank you for listening to the show. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Having a good old time. A matter of fact, in 20 minutes, we're going to chat with a Hall of Famer, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, a CFL Hall of Famer as well. Can't forget that from my friends in Canada. Warren Moon is going to join us in 20 minutes. Talk to him, obviously, about the game from last night. Dive into Mr. Patrick Mahomes. I'll even ask him about the Hall of Fame. We got a guy in Antonio Gates who did not get in. I wonder what he thinks about that. Yeah, Warren Moon in 20 minutes. We've been having a good time. If you missed a minute of the show so far, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can hit rewind, okay? You don't have to miss a minute or a second of the show. Thank you to everybody tuning in on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. SiriusXM. If you got SiriusXM, channel 158. And then if you got a smart speaker, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio and boom. You got CBS Sports Radio everywhere, whatever time of the day. So make sure you tune in. Here, you want to communicate with us, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you're someone who utilizes the internet, please do not pull over and do this while you're driving. Otherwise, I am at JR Sport Brief. That's Instagram and X and Facebook and everybody's face, whatever the hell it is, I am there. We've been able to talk about the game, of course, the big game. Just about 24 hours ago, we know the Chiefs ended up winning 25-22. And thank you so much to Danan Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver, current radio analyst for the Kansas City Chiefs, are giving us some first-person perspective, because not only did he call the game, he went out to the parties and stuff afterwards. And right before we went to break, Greg from Michigan brought up, I guess, an infatuation with Taylor Swift and figuring out whether or not this relationship with both her and Travis Kelce is authentic. And then I brought up the point of, well, could you imagine if she's at the parade on Wednesday? The parade is going to take place in Kansas City on Wednesday. Now, they've been through this before, but they've never been through this, they being the city of Kansas City. They've never been through this with Taylor Swift potentially being involved. And so I decided to look up whether or not she was even going to be available, because we all heard the story about her being on tour, flying from Tokyo and landing in L.A., going from L.A. to Vegas is only an hour flight. Hickey, there might be a possibility that she is at the parade on Wednesday because she doesn't have a show until Friday in Australia. Now, I understand it takes a full 24 hours to go there. You're going forward in time, and so it might be a little tricky there. I think she might show at the parade, or do you think that's like a public safety hazard?
If she goes to the parade on Wednesday, if I was an Australian citizen and I had tickets to her show on Friday, I would probably sell the ticket.
You don't trust that she'd make it on a private plane?
No, not that she wouldn't make it. It's just human nature. You do all that partying, and Travis Kelce is someone that we've seen now. He's not going to take it easy or, have one drink, let's say, at a parade. He's going to go hard. And I'm going to assume, at least if you're Taylor Swift, you'll, kind of do as the Romans do, right? When in Rome.
She's a professional. I mean, she didn't get to where she's at now by screwing up the money, you know?
I'm just saying. It's just you can't bounce back as quick as you used to. If she does imbibe, even though it's 2 days later, that hangover lasts a while, plus 24 hours across the globe.
Yeah, currently in Melbourne, Australia right now, it is a little after noon, and it's 90 degrees because it's summertime.
Geez. Yeah.
You know, so, hey, well, look, she got one show, two shows, three. She has three shows in Melbourne between now and Sunday. Three. At the cricket stadium. Help me out here. I'm not Taylor Swift's demographic. I know Shake It Off and I don't know. I don't get it. And there's a lot of things I don't get. I understand marketing and sales, and that's why she is who she is, et cetera, so on. But I don't hear Taylor Swift and go, oh, my God, what an amazing singer. I don't hear her and go, great entertainer, great dancer. I don't look at her and go, oh, my God, the greatest thing to look at. I'm just like, and to each his own, but I don't. She's relatable. Is that what it is, Hickey? Relatable, huh?
I guess, I'm not a Swiftie either. I like her music, but I don't know anything about her. I mean, I'm sure her fans do, but at least for what I have seen, does she do any interviews? I've not heard any. So I don't know, she seems like she's a nice person. I'm assuming she's nice, but, if you ask me, what is she like or what is, I couldn't tell you anything about her.
Well, yeah, we're not the demographic. I mean, everything I hear about her is that she makes heartbreak music. She dates these guys, and she breaks up with them, and then boom, there's a record out. There's an album. So that's the closest thing that I can gather. But we'll see if she makes the parade. I know there were a lot of talks, or even over the past week, how much are we going to see her? And they need to stop showing her on the television. She was on the broadcast for about a minute. She got a minute's worth of television time. Last night, they showed her on camera for a total of 55 seconds during the Super Bowl broadcast. She was on the screen 11 different times. And so on average, every time they showed her was 5 seconds, which was a reaction. And I think we all saw the reaction at the end of the game when they won. And it was like, oh, well, here she is again. Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs won the football game. What do things look like in Taylor Swift's suite with her, I don't want to call her brother-in-law, Jason Kelce and the mother and Ice Spice. And I think a lot of the country has no idea who Ice Spice is, and she's standing there. So I don't know. These are people of interest. If they weren't of interest, maybe not to you or me, they wouldn't have shown them. But I don't have no problem with it. Not at all. I did enjoy the halftime show, but I am a Usher fan. I love Usher. He's from down here in Atlanta, an amazing entertainer, a good dude, and I enjoyed him. I think he put on an amazing show. One thing that is not for dispute as we get ready to chat with Warren Moon in about 13, 15 minutes is the greatness, the excellence of Patrick Mahomes. It didn't matter what happened earlier this season. Kadarius Toney dropping passes. It didn't matter what happened a week ago, and quite interesting how quiet that story got, his dad and the DUI. It didn't matter what happened. Patrick Mahomes went out there and did the damn thing. He won again. You don't want to see this dude with the ball at the end of the game, and that's exactly what happened. We had a full discussion about Kyle Shanahan screwing things up, electing to receive the ball in overtime, and blaming it, or not blaming it, reasoning, utilizing his reason, explaining his reasoning as analytics. Well, analytics would have told you that, hey, give Patrick Mahomes a ball first and then figure out what you have to do after so he doesn't have some game-winning drive, and that's exactly what we got. And so Patrick Mahomes continues to build out what is already a ridiculous resume. Throws two touchdowns last night in addition to the game-winning one to Hardman. who wasn't even on the team earlier this year. What a life for him. He started his season off with the New York Jets, didn't play, ends up back with Kansas City to ultimately have the game-winning touchdown. And so Patrick Mahomes, two-time regular season MVP, three-time Super Bowl MVP. It was only 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that Patrick Mahomes told everybody, yeah, Lamar Jackson is the MVP for this season. My numbers aren't good enough. You think he cares now? The man walked away with another Super Bowl. Offensive Player of the Year. The only player to win 3 Super Bowls in 5 years. And next season, he's trying to go 3 times in a row. Patrick Mahomes is already one of the greatest. And people who say, slow down, let's relax, let's chill out. If he quit today and said, I'm done with this, he'd go into Canton. Especially for a man who's done this at the age of 28 years old. Shot out of a cannon to have this type of success. You know, it was brought up to one of our callers that you gotta be careful, you know, with proclaiming or crowning someone. And sure, yeah, if you want to take a look at Tom Brady and go, oh, yeah, he's that. When it comes down to talent, I think the answer is yes. You know, Patrick Mahomes may never reach 6 or 7 rings, but when you look at how he operates and runs a game and the success that he's had, I think it is a fair comparison outside of just flat accolades. He might not win another Super Bowl. God forbid, he might break something and we may never see the guy again next season. But for now, I think enjoy Patrick Mahomes. And for me, I'm not tired of him yet. He's not the villain yet. Not the bad guy yet. Like, we've seen this. And how about this case? For all the success that Michael Jordan had, 6 championships, 2 three-peats, did Michael Jordan come across as villainous? I felt like people respected Michael Jordan. You knew what he was going to do against your team. You didn't love him. You didn't like him. Maybe in Utah. Maybe people hated his guts in Detroit. Maybe people hated his guts. I don't even think that's the case. I think it's a matter of respect. You know, I don't think people hate Steph Curry. Steph Curry has the same amount of championships as, let's be real, LeBron James. A lot more people don't like LeBron James. I don't hear anybody saying, I hate Steph Curry. If you think about the NFL, yeah, we saw Tom Brady win, but he did it for an unprecedented almost 20 years. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is in that space. I don't think he's going to move into that space unless he starts acting like a jerk like his brother. Patrick Mahomes, simple question, simple answer on CBS. Hey, Patrick, we at the start of a dynasty?
Yeah, it's the start of one. We're not done. I know we're going to celebrate tonight, celebrate the Pride Wednesday, Kansas City, but we're not done. We got a young team. We'll keep this thing going.
Yeah, that's right after the game. Right after the game. Let's listen to another dude, the quite excitable Travis Kelce. Let's see how excited he is here in this clip. This is from CBS as well. Trying to three-peat 3 times in a row.
Well, you know, the goal's always been to get 3. But we couldn't get here without getting to 2 and having that target on our back all year. And I love these guys right here. The men that we just won this thing with. Family forever, baby. I couldn't be more proud of you guys. And how about it? We get a chance to do it 3 times in a row. How do you get excited for that, baby? You go party in Las Vegas and get back to it.
Yeah, well, in order to win 3 in a row, they had to win the 2 that they did, beating the Eagles last year, knocking off the 49ers this time. They beat both finalists in 2 consecutive years for the NFC Championship. And Andy Reid, he said, yeah, last year, this year, quite impressive of us.
Yeah, it's a little bit surreal. But I think back-to-back is rare for this football team and this organization. So it's you know, I got to have so many times as a dynasty. I don't know what a dynasty. I mean, you guys, you're the, you know, you have the thesaurus. So, I mean, you can figure it out. But it's a great win. It's because I know how hard it is to do, and then how hard the season was, the ups and downs of the season, and how proud I am of the guys for just hanging with each other.
A dynasty. I don't have I don't have a thesaurus in front of me, but I got a dictionary. It's called Google. A line of hereditary rulers of a country. A succession of people from the same family with a prominent role in business, politics, or another field. In this case, it'd be football. Yeah, y'all a dynasty. And if I have to take a look at the success of the Kansas City Chiefs here, then I would say, yeah, this is a dynasty without a shadow of a doubt. Third Super Bowl victory and four trips over a five-year span. The first team to repeat since the Patriots did it 20 years ago. Three Super Bowl titles. You want to know them? I told you. 2019, 2022, and 2023. The Kansas City Chiefs are looking to make it three in a row next season. 855-212-4CBS is the number. We're going to talk dynasties maybe probably later this hour. Let's take a look at some of the other big-time dynasties that we've seen in the NFL. But I want to take a break now because on the other side, we're going to talk to someone who at one point played on the Kansas City Chiefs, played in the NFL, is in the Hall of Fame, CFL. It's Warren Moon. Warren Moon is going to join us. We're going to talk to a Hall of Fame quarterback about a future Hall of Fame quarterback. Warren Moon on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Mel. Bri here. Got to work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy.
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl.
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey, popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We know the Super Bowl is a wrap. It's done. Moving into an offseason after they celebrate in Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes adds to his legacy. Andy Reid, Kelce, things don't look good for the 49ers. So a lot to discuss, a lot to break down. And right now it's time to have a conversation with someone who is very familiar with success in the NFL as well as Canada, the CFL. We're being joined by Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon. Warren, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was quite a game yesterday.
Most certainly. I guess if there is anything out of a few controversies, it was the decision by Kyle Shanahan to receive the football. What were your thoughts in real time as he and the team made that decision?
I thought it was a good decision. I always want the football. I always want to put the pressure on the other team. And if you feel like you can go down and score, and you've already scored the last couple of times you had the ball, even though they were just field goals, you still put the pressure on them to have to score at least a field goal to tie you or a touchdown to beat you, which is what happened. But you're putting confidence in your football team that they can go down and score maybe a touchdown or a field goal, and that your defense can hold. So that's kind of what has to happen. And it doesn't matter if you take the ball first or not. You're going to have to score a touchdown. What if the Chiefs took the ball first, and they went down and scored a touchdown, and you didn't score a touchdown? Everybody would have said they made the wrong decision there. So you're never going to be right if you lose a football game because you didn't score enough points. That was that's the bottom line. You have to score more points than the other team, and it doesn't matter when they happen.
Warren Moon is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The nightmare scenario did come true, well, at least for the 49ers, and we know that Patrick Mahomes did take them down the field and threw that touchdown pass that we just heard to Hartman. When you take a look at Patrick Mahomes, what makes him special from your perspective as a Hall of Famer?
I think it's his competitiveness. I think we all know that he's a very physically talented guy as far as being able to throw the football from all different angles with his arm, to be able to run the football, you know, and really put pressure on the defense with his legs, scramble, make plays outside the pocket. But I think it's his competitiveness that really drives him over the top. And you could see on that last drive, he wanted to take that football game over. He dropped back to pass one time, and he had no intention of throwing the football. He just took off and ran and got about 15, 20 yards on a scramble because he wanted to do it on his own if he had to. And that's what he was doing on that drive. I think he was 8 for 8 in overtime, and then he had a couple of big scrambles. So the thing that I love about him is his competitiveness, and especially at winning time in ball games, that's when he seems to play his best, and that's when you want your quarterback playing his best football.
Well, Warren, we've heard so many comparisons about catching Tom Brady and Mahomes having to answer this. When you look at his style of play and how the NFL has changed, realistically, like, how much longer do you think we're going to see him perform at a ridiculous level? He's only 28.
Right, and he's only 28, and he's just getting to his prime, believe it or not. It just depends on how long he wants to play and then how long he can still do all these special things that he does, because at some point you're going to start to lose some of those things physically. When does that come? Does it come when he's, 35? Does it come when he's 33? That's still another 5-6 years away, so he still has a chance to win as many Super Bowls as Tom, but I don't think he has to win as many to be considered as good. It's the way he's doing it right now, so early and so many of them. And if he continues at this rate, even if he finishes with 5 or 6 in how many years? Tom played 23 years. I mean, if Patrick plays, 10, 12, 15 years, and he gets 6 Super Bowls, I mean, I think that's equivalent or better. So I just love the way the guy plays the game. You look at what he's done since he's been in the league. He's been to 6 straight AFC championship games. Every year that he has started, he's been to the championship game, and he's already been to 5 Super Bowls. So nobody's had that type of start, and I don't see him getting any worse because he has a very young defense. I'm sure they're going to make some improvements offensively, maybe get him a number 1 receiver. And if they do that, they're going to be that much more dangerous.
Warren Moon is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. On the opposite side, you have a less heralded quarterback in Brock Purdy, who didn't wow yesterday, didn't have a bad game. It was just okay. What are your thoughts and evaluation after now seeing him for a full season, plus what we got last year?
I love how the young kid has played. And all he's taken is criticism all season long about he's only this good because of the talent that he has around him. Well, most quarterbacks have talent around them. That's one of the reasons why they play well. Quarterback is one of the more dependent positions there are in professional sports, and you have to have good players around you in order to be successful. There's no question he has a very talented team, but he still has to make those throws. He still has to make those reads. He still has to be able to get the team in and out of the right plays at the line of scrimmage, and he makes plays with his legs a lot. And he did that in the two come from behind playoff victories, and he made some big plays yesterday. So, this kid is just on his way. You got to remember, he's only in his second year. He's been to an NFC Championship game. He's been to a Super Bowl. And he's only going to continue to get better. So I wish people would lay off of him because of, where he was drafted. People don't remember that Tom Brady was a 6th-round draft pick as well. And I think he had a pretty good career. So where you're drafted doesn't always mean, how good you are.
Well, Warren, we all know about the success you had at the CFL and in the NFL with the Oilers and moving on as well. It seemed, I don't want to say that you were ahead of your time, but we certainly know that you use your feet. When you take a look at the way the quarterback position is played now, Lamar Jackson, winning an MVP, Josh Allen rushing on a dime probably too often. How do you feel about the evolution of the game? And what the heck would you be doing right now if you played?
It'd be scary if I was still in my prime playing the way the game is being played today, and the rules the way they are for the passing game, and then the way they protect the quarterback. That's the thing I love. You just don't get good hits on the quarterback anymore, and if you do, you know, you get flagged for it. So it wasn't that way in my day, but I really like the way the quarterback position is played now. It's more of a hybrid position where you definitely have to be able to throw the ball from the pocket, but you better be able to move around and make things happen with your legs if you can, because these defenses are so fast now and they have so many different pressures and wrinkles with their blitzes and things that ultimately you're going to have to make somebody miss, because somebody's going to either get beat or somebody's going to come free. So if you have that ability with your legs to be able to avoid someone, to get outside the pocket, extend a play, and make a play downfield with your arm or with your legs, that just makes you a much more valuable quarterback. So you see a lot of the guys in the league now that can do that, you know, whether it's Josh Allen or Hayward or Patrick Mahomes or any other the other guys you mentioned, Lamar Jackson. I mean, you can go on and on. All these guys have the ability to move, but they also can throw the football from the pocket, which you have to be able to do.
Well, Lamar Jackson caught a lot of criticism, and we know that Patrick Mahomes is at the top of the totem pole. Do you think Lamar gets the credit that he deserves? It was a bad way that they ended in that AFC Championship game.
Oh, he gets the credit. I mean, you don't become a two-time MVP if people aren't thinking you're not a pretty good player. There's not a lot of two-time MVPs in this league, so that have played in this league. So he's getting the credit, but until, you know, he wins the big one, nobody ever gets the actual credit they deserve. And he's gotten close, and he has a lot of more opportunities to get it done if he stays healthy. You know, the only thing that worries you about Lamar is the style that he plays. It gives him more opportunities to maybe get hurt. But he's starting to throw the football more from the pocket. He's running the ball a little bit less. And he's only going to continue to keep improving as a pocket passer. So he'll have his opportunities to maybe get to the big game and win it. But until then, he's a two-time MVP, which means he's had some really good seasons.
Warren Moon is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Somebody, and it's crazy how time flies, Russell Wilson is going to be 36 later on this year. We have no idea where he's going to play. We don't know what's going on with Denver. What are your thoughts on him? I know that you guys have a little bit of a connection to having both played up in Seattle.
Yeah, well, you know, I did the radio for the Seattle Seahawks for 15 years, so I was here when Russell came in as a rookie and really got a chance to know him and share ideas and different things with him. He was a fine player for the Seattle Seahawks. He had some troubles there in Denver those first couple of years, and I don't know if his future is going to be with the Denver Broncos. By the way, they put him on the bench at the end of the season. I think he and Sean Payton, their philosophies are a little bit different as far as what Sean wants out of his quarterback. So Russell's probably going to be moving on if they're able to do it. You know, because of his contract situation, it's not an easy contract to move, but I'm sure there are some teams out there that would love to have his services for a couple of years. You look at the Atlanta Falcons, I'm sure they're looking for, you know, a trigger guy, and there's some other teams around the league, whether it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, there's teams I know that need, you know, good quality quarterbacks. So it's just a matter of if those teams can fit him into their salary cap and all that, and then what the compensation would be. So we'll see how all that shakes out this offseason.
Warren, as we start to wrap up this, of course, I want to ask you about more of these quarterbacks. Man, we had some two young ones come in, two opposite ends of the spectrum. Bryce Young, a terrible year with the Panthers. Everything surrounded him, not good. And then we can go ahead and look at Houston and look at what Stroud has done. You know, do you think there's a possibility that, you know, Bryce can kind of bounce back, or is it out of his control?
Well, some of it is his control, and then some of it's going to be the organization's control, and they're just going to have to put some more pieces around him. Normally, when you're a number one overall pick, you're going to a pretty bad team. That's why that team got the number one overall pick, because of their record. And they didn't have a lot of talent around him as far as offensive line play, as far as any explosive type players on the offensive side of the ball, on the outside and that. So it's kind of hard for a young quarterback to come in and do well. Again, like I talked about earlier, it's a dependent position, and you're dependent on other players being around you that are very good. I think with C.J. Stroud in Texas, he had some nice little weapons around him that he could feed off of, and he had a better team on the defensive side of the ball. D'Amico Ryans. He came in and did a great job defensively, which always gave them a chance in those football games, and they put a couple of weapons around him, and he had some success. So I think Bryce Young is going to be okay if they put some pieces around him. They've had a lot of disarray there, coaching change in the middle of the season. That doesn't help. Now he's going to have another coach, another offensive coordinator. So that might set him back a little bit as well. But I think he's a fine little player, and if they get the right people around him, I think he'll be fine.
Well, Warren, you went into the Hall of Fame in 2006. Last week we found out about the most recent inductees. People are kind of just looking at why Antonio Gates did not get in. I don't know if there's something with the writers. I have no idea. What are your thoughts on him having to wait a little bit longer?
You know, I was shocked about a couple of different guys that didn't get in. I was shocked that Torrey Holt didn't get in. I was surprised that Reggie Wayne didn't get in. Both of those guys have been waiting for a while, and they've both been finalists probably the last 5 or 6 years. So, you know, there's so many great players that have played this game. And what I try and tell those guys who make it to the finals, that if you make it to the finals, at some point you're probably going to be inducted. I just don't know when that's going to be. So just hold tight and try and be patient if you can. You know, the great Len Swan, I think he waited 16 times or something like that before he got put in. So it's not an automatic, you know, that you go in there, because there's so many other players that are waiting to go in at all the other positions. And because football has so many more players than other sports, and you're only going to put 5 guys in there, it's going to take a while sometimes. So I feel bad for Antonio, but he's a great player, and I think he will be a Hall of Famer one day.
A final question for you, Warren, here. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, Eli Manning is eligible next season. Given his regular season record and what he did in the postseason, longevity, what say you about Eli getting into the Hall?
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one, because – you know, the Hall, they look at what you did in the postseason, no question about it, but they also look at your overall career. And so there was some up and downness in his career, but, you know, I think Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. There's no question about it. And you know, whether he's a first ballot guy, I'm not sure, but we'll find that out next year when he's eligible. But having 2 Super Bowl rings and a couple of MVPs in your back pocket doesn't hurt.
Most certainly. Well, Warren, thank you so much for adding your perspective. Where can people follow and keep up with you and all your thoughts, my man?
You can find me on Twitter at WMoon1 and Instagram WarrenMoon1. So that's where I am. That's where I'll be. And if you want to reach out to me, go ahead and reach out to me.
Are there any more Hall of Fames that we can put you in, or you fill them all up already, right?
I just went into the Houston Sports Hall of Fame 2 weeks ago, believe it or not, and I was very honored by that because of the quality of people that are in there. I mean, you're talking about Nolan Ryan and Roger Clements and Clyde Drexler and Hakeem Olajuwon and A.J. Foyt and Mary Lou Redden and Carl Lewis. I mean, the people that have come out of that city, just amazing athletes. So for me to be included in that, I was really, really honored by that.
Hey, amazing years putting up the numbers with the Oilers. Congratulations, Warren. I'm sure that we got more Hall of Fames coming. That's why I asked. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate it, and what a great ending to the season.
Hey, let's see if they can three-peat. Are they going to be the first ones to do it, Warren?
They'll have as good a chance as anybody, no question about it, because of their young defense. And I think they're set pretty good contract-wise with all the people on their football team, so it should be good.
All righty. Thank you again, Warren. Enjoy the rest of the offseason, and let's see what moves everybody makes. You take it easy, okay?
All right. Take care. Have a good night.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much, that Warren Moon. Yeah, he's in everybody's Hall of Fame. CFL, Canadian Football League, Pro Football, now he's in the Houston Hall of Fame. We can put him in every single Hall of Fame. Thank you so much to Warren Moon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want you to know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. When we come back, I want to expand on a few of the comments that, Warren shared with us. I want to talk about Brock Purdy. I want to talk more Mahomes. I want to talk legacy. I want to talk to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back, better than ever, with The Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you all so much to Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame of everything, Warren Moon, for joining us in the last break. If you missed the conversation, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You want to talk to me like we just spoke to Warren Moon? It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Warren Moon had some excellent points, and I appreciate this. He talked about Patrick Mahomes being able to be great and carve out his own legacy versus just matching Tom Brady in titles. And I've said this for a long time. Greatness comes in different forms and different fashions, and there's not a one-size-fits-all. We can look at Bill Russell and the amount of titles that he has, and we can look at Michael Jordan, and we can look at LeBron James, and that's just in the NBA. It doesn't just always boil down to how many rings do you have. I'm going to share some of that audio with you again at the top of the hour. Let's get to the phone lines. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS. Kevin is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, JR? How are you this evening?
I'm great. Go ahead.
I think the, like you said, man, you can look at anybody that rocked it out and became a Hall of Famer in the NFL. It's always because of creativity, not the copycat side of the NFL. Those guys go home early. But from the sounds of it, you know, Kansas City sounded like they're kind of ready to get a light break and get back to work, because really the Ravens are not satisfied with where we finished, and we're going to be soon back at it to go after that title. But what an amazing journey the Kansas City Chiefs have been on with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. You can't do nothing but tip your cap to those guys.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, when you reach this point of success, and thank you, Kevin, for calling from Baltimore, it's really a matter of, okay, what else are you going to do? For the past several years, I've sat right here on the radio, and I've talked about all these teams that are trying to get one Super Bowl, specifically in the AFC. Like, okay, yeah, the Cincinnati Bengals broke through 1 year. But then we look at the Buffalo Bills. Man, they ain't getting past Mahomes. You see what just happened against the Baltimore Ravens, as he had just mentioned, Kevin from Baltimore. I mean, in a press conference, Lamar Jackson basically said, hey, I don't want to face Patrick Mahomes. Like, I don't want to face that guy. I mean, he was honest. He was telling the truth. But we all know why. Patrick Mahomes, he's the boogeyman. He doesn't make mistakes, and I'm not talking about an interception early in the third quarter. I told you this last week. His stats in the postseason are nuts, and now he's played in his 18th game. But overall, Patrick Mahomes' playoff stats are equivalent to an MVP caliber in a regular season. And this isn't, you know, just right run-of-the-mill teams. It's not the regular season. This is against the best of the best. As an overall, he's thrown for about 5,000 yards. He has, at this point, I believe, what are he up to? 39 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. What the hell is that? Who does that? Oh, let me correct it. After last night, 5,100 yards passing, 41 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. That's MVP caliber numbers in the regular season. He's a freak. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tim is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, man. Hey, I hope all your family and loved ones are doing well. I want to commend you on a great interview with Mr. Warren Moon. I mean, I know Envy's one of the 7 deadly sins, but I'd give anything just to say hi to the man on telephone and him say hi back.
Well, it's, what is it, 6 degrees of separation? I just spoke to him, and now you're talking to me, so we're all connected. Okay, Tim?
I hear you. Hey, the Manning brothers, both of them got 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Who would you take in a heartbeat? Which one would you take if you were starting a team?
Oh, come on now. It'd be Peyton.
Exactly. That's my point. I'm so tired of hearing all these people talk about, oh, Patrick Mahomes, is he going to get 10 Super Bowls like Brady did? Well, Brady had a whole team around him, a much better team around him than what Patrick Mahomes has around him at this time. Not saying that their defense can't improve, they can't add a few more offensive pieces, but I'm just saying, you can't compare what Mahomes is playing with now to what Brady compared with and then base their final success on how they finish.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's so much of the final success, and this is the interesting part. We know that Patrick Mahomes is not done, and we saw 20 years of Tom Brady. Hey, Tim,
That's exactly right.
I appreciate you for calling from Alabama, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much, JR.
Hey, thank you. Call anytime. Let's go to Mark in California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, JR. I was just looking up a pretty interesting statistic about this overall defense, because everyone's comparing Brady's defense to his defense. The Chiefs' defense the last 5 seasons has been muddling around.
Average. Well,
it's
you gotta go
average, right?
And Mark, you gotta go quick. We're up against the break. What's your point?
So it's average. So my point here is that you take a look at the weapons that Brady's had: the Edelmans, the Amendolas, the Randy Mosses, the good running backs, all that stuff. This kid's doing it with Rashee Rice, a rookie wide receiver, and Kelce. Even though he had Gronk, it's like he's doing it better than Brady at a younger age. So you can't sit here and say the trajectory is upward. It has to be upward with him being so young.
Yeah, it's difficult. I think as our last caller just said, and I think you're saying the same thing, and thank you so much for calling from Cali, it's tough. Like, this is a small dose of what we've seen with Mahomes. I can break down multiple teams and multiple stars that Tom Brady went out there and played with, whether it's Randy Moss out of a shotgun or whether you want to look at Rob Gronkowski. We have seen Tyreek Hill and Kelce here, and now he's playing on a different team. Who's to say that Rashee Rice doesn't turn into a Pro Bowler next year? We have no idea. What I do know is this. In a span of, let's just say, 6 years of being a full-time starter, the dude has already done more than anybody else who's played quarterback in the NFL, flattened period, at the age of 28 years old. Youngest player to pick up 2 MVPs and 3 Super Bowl MVPs. It's him. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back on the other side of the break, I want to get some more of your calls. And then I want to replay part of what Warren Moon just said. He said greatness comes in different ways. Don't trust me. We'll hear it again from Warren Moon on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.